Well, let's move on to our discussion for this morning. South Africa has already had at least one case of B.1.617. Now, that's the name of the new COVID-19 variant that was first detected in India. The B.1.617, we're going to get used to all these variants sooner or later, and that's the right way. I mean, rather refer to them by these variants than associating them with countries or areas, which is not the way to go. This particular variant has raised global concern after reports that people infected with the variant were found in 17 countries, including Germany, Belgium, the UK, Switzerland, the US, Singapore, and Fiji, high travel areas for everybody, for that matter. More than 20 million people, at least 20 million people, exact testing in a country the size of India. Well, it'll be impossible to get an exact figure at any given time, but as a bare minimum, working on a figure of 20 million people have so far been infected. Now we speak to the National Institute for Communicable Diseases, Dr. Jinal Biman. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Dr. Jinal, what do we know about this singular case of B.1.617, this variant, in South Africa? Apparently a South African recently returning from India, currently being in a state of isolation somewhere in KZN. What do we know about it, and how concerned should we be?
Well, so the first thing is that we don't actually know whether they've been infected with the B.1.617 variant yet. We're still awaiting those results, which should be out either tomorrow or Friday. So it isn't yet confirmed. We're waiting eagerly and waiting for that result. But I think, you know, we're monitoring the situation. We're now obviously looking into all cases who are returning from India, or who individuals have had contact with people who are returning from India, and really trying to keep tabs on that. The individual from KZN is just one individual who's currently under investigation, but we are looking into a couple of other cases just to be certain whether that is due to the B.1.617 or whether it's due to the 501YV2 that has been circulating in South Africa.
You know, Dr. Biman, how significant are these variants, or a role these variants play in the fight against COVID-19? Now, this is just one of a list of variants that have already been uncovered since last year, and vaccination programs are already underway globally here in South Africa as well. How concerned should we be in the extent that a variant is created that proves or resistant to the vaccines that have already been administered? Is this a plausible and a real concern?
Yes, it is of a concern. But, you know, thankfully, based on the trials that have been done in South Africa, where we had the 501YV2 circulating, and that variant has, as you probably know, quite severe levels of resistance to neutralization from people who were vaccinated by the various different vaccine regimens. So we know that, yes, immune escape is a definite concern. But what we also know is, based on the trials, is that despite the fact that we see this reduced neutralization sensitivity of some of these variants, the vaccines are still preventing severe infection. And that's really the main thing that we want to prevent. If people get infected and they get a little bit of a cold, that's okay. That's manageable. But it's when people are getting severe illness that we're concerned. In terms of the B.1.617, we don't yet think that it's going to be more resistant to immune responses than the 501Y, YV2. Certainly don't think so, based on the mutational profile. But again, some of those studies are still being conducted, still waiting for some of the results out of that. But yeah, based on the mutational profile, it certainly doesn't look like it's going to be worse than what already is present in South Africa.
You know, a lot has passed, Doctor. I mean, in the year that has gone by, in the way that we understand, you know, the progression of COVID-19. But there is this common factor that COVID-19 and, of course, any communicable disease will spread with the movement of people. Now, we live in an age of high travel, and India is certainly, you know, one travel destination that South Africans either frequent, business, holiday, and vice versa, Indians to South Africa and South Africans to, you know, to India. Is it now the time, or has the time already lapsed and passed to ban all flights and travel from India as other countries have done? Of course, there are restrictions at the airports itself to scan and to screen for various you know, symptoms. But the banning of flights, is that the way to go, Doctor?
Honestly, I don't think it's sustainable for us as a low to middle income country. I don't think you know, banning travel is really number one, worth it or sustainable for us at this point. And like I say, we don't actually have a handle on this particular variant. What we're seeing in India is likely the contribution of many different factors. And also, just to point out, this is not the only variant circulating in India right now. You may be aware of the B.1.1.7, the UK, as they say, the UK variant. That's also being found in India at the moment. And that variant has been shown to result in more severe illness. And, you know, so that definitely might be playing a role. The fact that the healthcare system is completely overburdened is definitely also playing a role in the situation in India. And there may very well be also a genetic component that's causing this crazy situation right now.
Finally, Doctor, I mean, from a communicable diseases point of view, in relation to COVID-19, these variants and these mutations, I mean, they obviously happen with the influenza virus and other viruses as well. What would need to be done to at least slow these variations that are taking place? We've already seen at least half a dozen of them in the last year. Are we just to expect that they will continue to emerge in the population? Or is there a way to now at least slow the progression and the mutations of a virus?
To be honest, the only way to slow this down is to slow the number of infections. So the reason why these mutations are being selected for, so as you mentioned previously, the mutations, they're a natural process of viral replication. They come up all the time. But what causes them to be maintained or sustained in the population is if there's some kind of selection pressure, which in this case is because we've had a certain fraction of the population that has been infected already by the virus and that have developed some kind of immune response. That immune response is what's causing the selection of these various mutations. And so the only way would be to slow down the number of infections. That really is the only way.
Dr. Jinal Biman, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Islam International this morning. Have a good day, Doctor, and thank you for your insight and information.
Thank you.
National Institute for Communicable Diseases, Dr. Jinal Biman, talking to us about the latest variant that's out there.